Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
These guys know how to connect with you about Boston sports.
This may feel strong, but you people are stupid.
OMG! It's Felger and Maz, 95 The Sports Hub.
No, don't listen.
Day two, hour two, Felger and Maz from Super Bowl 54 at Miami Beach, Miami Beach Convention Center. Felger and Maz is presented to you by DraftKings. Hour number two of our program is brought to you by Planet Fitness. And coming to us now in the Apex Entertainment guest chair is Pete Prisco from CBS Sports. He's another annual guest here on Felger and Maz at the Super Bowl. Every single year we see a pretty face.
Look
Pete.
At you. With the, you're already yeah, South Beach in it, I see, with
that's
the flip-flop.
Beautiful day out
I love
here.
It. Yeah,
that's what we're talking about.
You
right?
won't see this until June, right? And up there
no,
there.
No, June. No,
August.
What,
August?
So, Pete, how's it going with you and the Patriots fans?
Good.
I know it's been a late.
Yeah, they
mostly
love
hate.
Me. They love me now, though.
Oh, they do?
Yeah,
they do.
Yeah.
Huh? Why?
Yeah, I've come around.
You've come around, finally.
Yeah.
After
finally.
20 years.
Have you?
Only took nine.
Yeah, it took a while.
Only took nine Super Bowls.
You have to win nine, or else I'm not going to believe in you, you know? Get the nine, or else I'm not believing in you.
That being said, well, it's the same thing I just asked Russo. Do you want to see Brady go somewhere else? Do you think, I don't know, do you think that would hurt his legacy? Do you think that would enhance Bill's legacy if he wins without him? Do you want to see all of that? Do you want to see him retire as a Patriot? What do you want to see?
I want to see him back in New England. I think it's the best scenario for him. Whatever he did this year, that's not on him. He had nothing. There was nobody to throw to. Everybody put a force field up. Nobody stretched the field. It was easy to defend him. So it's not on him. And why not go back? Because him and Bill don't get along. Get in the room. You're grown men. Go work it out. Go play.
Well, what if they don't pay him? I mean, what if they don't treat him with respect contractually? Which they haven't for years, and apparently he's fed up with it.
You can figure out a way to make it work. I mean, you can figure out. I think cooler heads will prevail. Where's he going? And if he goes, the same question for Bill. Who are you playing with? If let's just say Brady goes to the Chargers. Who's Bill playing with? Any idea?
Who's Bill going to play with?
Yeah.
Well,
he trades for Andy Dalton and
instead
him another year.
There's some unappealing options out there that have been bandied about.
Is that better than what having Tom Brady play quarterback?
No, but again, but you're making it sound like it's just Bill's decision.
No. Well, whose decision is it?
Tom's.
Yeah, but I think he'll come back. If they could, why can't they work it out?
Money.
They've worked it out. They could. But Kraft can pay him whatever the heck he wants to.
What if he doesn't really want to anymore? What if Bill doesn't want to?
You guys think that it's all being put, everybody's trying to, okay, well, it's not me.
Yes, everyone's trying to pass the buck on this one. No one wants to be the bad guy. But the fact
is, who will be the bad guy?
Well, Bill will take it, you know, because Bill will be the one ultimately that didn't want to pay him. The Krafts will say it's Bill's decision. And Bill, you know, for the last 2 years, Pete, Brady's gone in for a contract extension. They haven't given it to him. They just give him little one-year bumps, but no extension on it. Then this is after he's winning Super Bowls and MVPs. So if they weren't, you know, wouldn't pay him the Drew Brees contract or $25, $30 million then, why are they going to do it now?
Well, I mean, I understand the one-year deals with a guy who's 48 or whatever he is. I'm joking. What is he, 43?
43. 43. I mean, he'll be 43.
I mean, you know, you can understand how you wouldn't want to give him a long-term five-year deal. I get that.
And what if there's a team that does? What if there's
then
a team that...
team's dumb.
Why?
Because he's not going to play five more years.
What if he plays two? What if you offer him 2 and 70, okay, 2 and 60, and the Pats don't want to do that? They didn't want to do that 2 years ago. Why would they want to do it now?
How far do you think the Pats will go?
Guaranteed 1 year.
Yeah, and I think...
Unless Kraft gets sentimental and jumps in, changes his mind.
And I think Bill wants to give him a pay cut. I don't think they want to pay him what they paid him last year, which was, I think, 23, 24, something in that range.
Is he the same player he used to be? Absolutely not. Can he still win a Super Bowl if everything around him is good? Yeah, absolutely.
Sure.
So why would you? I just don't see the end game. I get it if you have a plan.
Brady wants a real contract, and they don't want to give it to him. That's the crux. That's
well, what
the
kind of contract
matter.
Do you think he's going to get on the open market?
260? 270?
Yep. I don't know.
390?
I don't know. I don't know if somebody's going to give a 43-year-old.
Would.
You would?
You don't think they do that in L.A.?
For what? I think if you get rid of Rivers, you just start over and draft one.
Why can't you do both?
I mean, that's a big contract to eat up. I mean, no, I wouldn't do that.
You know what? Again, it's like we have to explain this to people. They're going to a new stadium. They sell tickets. They need to carve out market share. They need a splash.
Is a 43-year-old Brady going to sell tickets?
Yes!
He is?
He's the greatest player in the history of the sport. You view it that way.
No, because I don't think he's the same player.
But, Pete, you also just said that you can win a Super Bowl with him.
You can.
And they got plenty of
weapons. The Patriots can. I don't know if the Chargers can.
The Chargers might have a better roster than New England. They don't have the coaching.
They don't have Bill, though.
They don't have Bill, but they have the roster.
They blow out Anthony Lynn, you bring in McDaniels with Brady.
I mean, again, I mean, here's who we think the comp is, and that's Peyton Manning when he went to free agency in 2015. Okay, he was 38, I think, but he had a banged-up neck, and, you know, there were teams that looked at him as a guy, a franchise guy, still for another 2-3 years. Ended up, he was for 2-3 years, went on a free agent tour, had offers, had a market, got a big contract, and went and led a team. Like, I mean, Brady's, again, older than Manning was then, but I think you could say he's in a comparable spot. Well, by 4 years and no bad neck.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's...
But they also, one of the reasons the Broncos paid him... One of the reasons the Broncos paid him was it was the only way they could get rid of Tebow, too. I've heard that. I've been told
I understand, that. I understand.
They could not get rid of Tebow unless the guy like Peyton Manning came in there, so that was another reason.
Yeah, I happen to think Brady's a better player now, or in better shape now, both, than Manning was when Manning went to Denver. So, like, the age is, we look at the number, Brady's in better shape than Manning was then.
Well, the first year in Denver, Manning was outstanding, though.
I know,
but he was still, and Brady hasn't played to that level.
Yeah, he still, physically, he wasn't great. They had great weapons.
But he put up, remember the numbers he put up in that offense? Yeah. And no, Brady's not playing to that level.
You don't think?
Oh, I disagree.
And I love, I think, you know, Brady's fantastic, but no, he hasn't played to that level.
Pete Prisco, CBS, give me your thoughts on this game. Well, let me first ask you, can this guy play? Can Jimmy Garoppolo play?
Yeah. Well, I think, again, the running game makes it easy on him. And when the running game makes it easy on him. But you know what? He's 7-1 in games where he threw for over 250 yards.
I think he's 4-0 when he throws for 300 or something like that.
That's a Belichick mistake, right? Or not his. It's a Kraft mistake.
Well, so now this ties into the whole thing.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, Bill wanted to go to him. That's what he wanted. The owner stepped in because he was sentimental about Brady. And so now we're here again, 3 years later, in kind of the same spot. But anyway.
Again, I go back to my story. Question on the end game. What's the end game for the Patriots if Brady walks out the door?
Okay,
what
so,
is it?
So they like the young kid, maybe draft another guy. Maybe Bill looks at it and says, you know, everyone's overrating Brady. If I can bring in Joe Average and just coach him up and have him run the offense, we're still going to win our 12 games. We're still going to win our division. We're still going to be home in the playoffs, and then we'll see what happens. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if Belichick feels that way at all.
Well, he's wrong. But Andy Dalton, would you take that?
I mean,
Mariota? Jameis Winston?
So I don't like any of those guys, but I do because they would piss so many people off in Boston that I'm sort of intrigued by it. Like, the thought of Bill winning with Andy Dalton, the thought of Bill going 11-5 or winning the division and having home playoff games with Andy Dalton, you know, would you imagine the balls it would take to say, Tom, go somewhere else and I'm going to win with Andy Dalton, and then he does it?
Yeah.
That's a great story. I would love to see that.
It didn't happen.
So,
not happening.
And if it doesn't happen and he goes 6-10, then we rip the crap out of him. Everybody's a winner.
Does he retire?
Belichick?
Yeah.
No, he's trying to catch Shula. So he's got 4 or 5 more years to go. He's got to catch Shula, and I think that's on the table for Bill Belichick.
So Skarnecki retired. So.
He did, yeah. You're underestimating the market for Brady like everyone is.
No, I just don't think it's going to be a great market. I think it'll be, you said, 2-year deal. Oh, okay, let's say, would he take the Foles deal? Three for 20.
Three for 60, meaning?
Yeah.
I think it'd have to be a little bit more. It'd have to be three.
But I'll tell you what, I think the big issue with the Patriots, and I think many of us feel this way, is the years are more important than the dollars.
Yeah, so maybe, Pete, if it's 3 guaranteed years, if it's 3 for 60, all guaranteed, maybe. Maybe. You
know, the Patriots won't guarantee the second year. That's a problem.
Here's a situation with the quarterbacks league right now. It's a damned if you do and damned if you don't. The Patriots are probably damned if they pay him and damned if they don't. The Chargers decided, or have they, moving away from Rivers, damned if you do, damned. What about the Cowboys? Dak Prescott, $35 million a year? Winston? Right. I mean, all these guys. But what if you don't bring them in? What do you do? It's not like there's a great quarterback pool out there in terms of the college draft. You know, you, after you get Joe Burrow, you got Tua. Hey, the guy's 6 foot tall and he's broken down already. I mean, where are the quarterbacks? So
this is why there might be a market.
43 years old is going to scare some people. It will. And you're talking about 3 years of guaranteed money for. So you're guaranteeing his money till he's 46.
You got to believe that.
I'm not doing that.
That he is different than these other guys.
I'm not doing that.
His 42 is different than these other guys' 42.
You don't think there's been any drop off in his play whatsoever?
Yeah, a little bit.
Like
a little bit perceptible, 5%.
Oh, it's more than that. And because he was the best, and now he's. In a group.
10%. I mean, I don't get much. I think it's tailed off a little bit.
The deep ball a lot of it has to do with the weapons around
him. He's never had a good deep
ball. But he still doesn't. He doesn't throw it as well as he used to.
He threw it well 1 year when he had Randy Moss on underneath. But other than that, he's never thrown
it. It hasn't been a big part of their offense, but he could make the throws. Now, I don't even think he can make the throws.
Oh, he can still make them.
He can, Pete. If he sets his feet and is...
Now you're going back to it was the offensive line and the receivers
right.
and everything.
Yeah,
the line was bad. I mean, I defend him too on that because I still think he can play. I'm just not giving him 3 years guaranteed money.
Two
I give him.
Two and an option. Who knows what.
And Bill doesn't want to give it to him.
Well, Bill's being stubborn then too. I mean, they should compromise. He should give him two and an option, and Bill should say, let's go, and we'll go win one more.
Pete, give me your thoughts on this game before we go.
I like the Chiefs. There are a couple things that scare me about the Chiefs, one being... The Chargers held Mahomes under 200 yards in two games this year. They play the exact same style of defense that the 49ers do. They play that cover three, the four underneath. They make him be patient. He hates being patient. He turned the ball over in that game, and that turns me a little bit. But I think Andy Reid's going to be smart enough to realize, hey, look, we did some things in that game where we can change up. We can get, like, they caught, in one of those, they got Tyreek Hill on the middle linebacker, and it was a 47-yard pass. They're going to do more of that kind of thing. So I do like the Chiefs. And plus, you know, I like Jimmy Garoppolo. I think he's going to be really good. We don't know where he is yet. This is a proving ground game for Jimmy Garoppolo. You can run the ball. You run for 288, I can play quarterback.
Yeah.
But I don't think they're going to run that well, and I think it's going to be on him. He's good, but he's got to show me on this. And Mahomes is great. The guys, I mean, the throws he makes, the stuff he does.
Special.
Stud. Yeah.
Pete, thanks for coming by. As always, it's good to see you again.
I want to know what you two think. Do you think he's coming back, yes or no?
Well, I said he's going to retire long ago, so I'm not giving up on that.
I thought he'd retire, too.
So I still have a chance to be right on that. I'm not giving up on it. But it now looks like it's more likely he'll be somewhere else than here. He's moved his kids out. The kids are looking at different schools.
Like, where are they looking at schools at?
In Connecticut. We just had Mad Dog on. He lives in that area. He says, no, in New Brunswick school. I mean, he knows the school.
What does that mean, though?
What do you mean?
What if he signs with the Chargers? The kids are looking at schools in Connecticut. What does that factor?
It means he's out of Boston, is what it means.
Out of Boston.
It doesn't mean he's going anywhere else.
Boston is what it means.
And what do you think he's doing?
I think he's gone.
And where? Where's he going?
L.A. or Vegas? Probably L.A.
I have
felt that way for a long time. I think L.A.
I'm with you. I thought he'd retire.
Yeah,
Rivers would retire. I thought he would retire.
L.A.'s perfect for him.
And he still might be, you know, so there's still a shot. You know, he says he wants to play, but now it's put to form. You have a much better contract, but you have to be a freaking Charger. You know, meanwhile, the Patriots are over here. They want you back, but they're offering you peanuts again, and they're treating you like a chump at the negotiating table. The wife's in New York. He'd have to live in L.A. It's like, you know what? At the end of the day, I don't want to do this.
She said she's open to going.
Some reporting early on was that she doesn't like L.A. That was from Willie McGinnis, who's very tight with Brady and lives out in L.A. He originally said Giselle doesn't like L.A. In the last couple weeks, Willie has sort of backed off that. So either Brady said to Willie, ixnay on the, because you're killing my leverage there, or something changed. They've warmed to the thought of L.A. See, in Boston, we got a million of this stuff. Well, we is all over the place.
We know who's actually going to be making this decision.
Super G.
You darn right she is.
Pete, thanks again
for coming by.
Guys. Folks, we promise your call, 617-779-0985, right after these words.
Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub and streaming anywhere you go on the Sports Hub app.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose, Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Felger and Mass are live from the Miami Convention Center, presented by DraftKings. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
We completed the trade papers with San Francisco, and first of all, I have a tremendous amount of respect for Jimmy. And we'll always love you. I couldn't ask for him to give us any more than he's given us.
Second down and four. Garoppolo dropping back, looking to throw. Lobs it down the left side. Hogan wide open. Has it at the 10 to drive. Goodbye. Touchdown, Patriots.
Attaboy, Jimmy.
49ers are getting a good player. They're getting a good person. And they're getting a great teammate. And they're getting a good quarterback. And Jimmy's getting a good coach.
Bittersweet man.
Shotgun snap, four-man rush. Grapple fires down the middle. Moore Bennett on the money. And on time, touchdown, Patriots.
Oh, boy, we got a quarterback here. Big boy throw.
He's a talented individual and was a great person to coach. I met with him weekly.
Grapple stands in the gun. He takes the snap. He looks to the right with a pump. He shot slides to his left. He throws downfield. Amendola makes a leaping catch at midfield and lands at the 48-yard line.
What a play by Garoppolo. What an unreal play, what pocket presence and poise on third and forever.
We probably had, in my opinion, the best quarterback situation in the league for the last, call it, 2.5 years. It's just not sustainable.
Throws on the move, finds Mitchell, makes the catch at the 20, pushed back by Jones.
Garoppolo is hurt, man, and he got driven into the carpet on that shoulder. Yeah, his shoulder's bad, man.
Definitely not something that we wanted to walk away from. And I felt like we rode it out as long as we could, but just at this point, felt like we had to make a decision.
I will always love you.
Maz holds that note. Welcome back to Super Bowl 54. That was actually put together by Maz. Nice little piece of production there, pal.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I know. Yeah, it was high quality, wasn't it?
So the Belichick Garoppolo love is well established. But also reading up on Belichick reached and his relationship with the Shanahans is, you know, is something too. Like I keep going back to this, like. I just have to believe that Belichick is in the ear of Kyle Shanahan and Jimmy Garoppolo this week and trying to help him out. Because I think calls are made and coaches help each other and, you know, people are always trying to scout around for information in games like this. And why wouldn't you use Bill? And it feels like the relationship there is so good, it's not even funny. So Shanahan said last night that after Super Bowl 51, when they blew the 28-3 lead, Shanahan said Belichick reached out to him, called him. Really cool that he reached out to me after the Super Bowl just to talk, Shanahan said. I was able to spend some time with him then at the 2017 NFL Combine, which I was very appreciative of. Anytime that guy talks, everyone in the world listens. That was especially true for someone like me, who aspired to be a head coach. He has been great. It's not like we talk a ton or anything, but he's a humble guy who likes to help people.
Oh, yeah, sure he is.
The humble part I'm not so sure about.
That's the part I mean.
But he does like to help the Shanahans. Kyle Shanahan said it was also a bit of a flashback. He said Belichick met with Shanahan's father, Mike, after the Broncos beat the Patriots in the 2005 playoffs. And Kyle was just hanging around his dad's office at the time. So Kyle must have been, I don't know, a teenager or whatever.
Well, he's like 42 now, right? So he's in his 20s.
So do the math. He was, you know, a young man. And Shanahan said, I got kicked out of the room. And I just had to sit and wait. But I remember my dad saying how cool it was for him, meaning Belichick, to come over after the game, after the Patriots had lost, just to talk ball with him. So Belichick loses in Denver to Mike Shanahan, goes over to his office, sits down and talks. He beats Kyle Shanahan in the Super Bowl. He calls him up after the game. They talk at the combine. Jimmy Garoppolo is available. He hands him to the guys. Like, he loves himself some Shanahan.
Oh, he does, yeah. Shanahan's and Garoppolo's. Like, seriously, those things.
So I put that together, and how do you not? Like, how do you not say that Belichick would be helping these guys this week?
Oh, I don't think there's any question that there's some communication going on there. I mean, you know, I'd be shocked if there weren't, frankly, given the relationships he has with and what he invested in all those parties, right? Because with Garoppolo, it's an investment, too. So I think he's absolutely, you know, in touch with them. And, you know, the only thing is, I just question how much he really has to offer as far as what to do to stop Mahomes. Because it's not like Bill had any success with it.
No, it's true. All right, as promised, some calls. 617-779-0985. Ed and Weymouth, thanks for hanging on, Ed. What do you got?
Hey, what's up, guys? I just wanted to ask you and see what your opinion is. If you're Drew Brees, what do you think about coming back and making, you know, $20-plus million for the year? Just to be like a mentor for Taysom Hill, and you know, you don't really have to play all the time. You're not going to get hurt and stuff like that. You don't have to worry about that.
I'm going to cut you off. I mean, that's the report. That's the report that's what the Saints want him to do.
I don't know if I would love that if I'm Breeze.
Is that appealing to Breeze or not?
I say no.
I mean, I mean, Ed sort of implies that, well, that'd be a good deal. He wouldn't take any hits, wouldn't have to work as much, and would still make good money and mentor a guy. I don't know. Is that the way those guys are wired?
No.
Go ahead, Mark.
I don't think so at all. If I'm Breeze, I look at this and say, all right, so even more of my playing time is going to get cut in half by this, you know, Cordell Stewart for a new generation, or Tim Tebow who has sex and Taysom Hill. I'm all set. Like, I find that whole thing annoying anyway. If you want to go with Hill, go with Hill. I think the kid probably can play. He's tough, throws a good deep ball. If he's going to be your quarterback, have him be your quarterback. I hate the gadget player. And I'm sure that in Breeze, for all he's accomplished, he probably looks at it too. It's like, can we make up the decision? I'm the quarterback, or is he the quarterback?
Let me say this. Taysom Hill is the best gadget quarterback I've ever seen. In other words, I feel like his success rate is higher than most of those other guys. And I'm not saying that it works every time or that it doesn't get a little annoying, right? The Saints will be on a good drive, in rhythm, putting plays together, and then here comes Dingleberry to run some, you know, read option. It's like, why are you doing that? But I feel like his Dingleberry plays have a higher success rate than any of those other guys I've ever seen.
They definitely did later in the season in that playoff game. You know, he was making big plays. But you saw, if you watched any of the Saints primetime games earlier in the season, they'd put him in and a drive would immediately come to a halt.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't...
I hate that gadget play stuff. I can't stand it.
But it was interesting. The Glazer thing said, hey, look, you know, the Ravens got Lamar Jackson. Now the Saints think that they got Taysom Hill. And so, like, the Saints are believing that the league is going in this direction, that, you know, it is the time of the running quarterback. I think that's what would worry me.
Yeah, if I'm Breeze, I just don't look at it as a positive. Like, if I'm coming back, I'm coming back to play. You want me to, like, hold the kid's hand and miss, you know, call it 10 plays a game or whatever? Like, I just wouldn't be into that if I were him.
Adam and Lowell, what do you got?
Hey, guys, listen, huge Patriots fan, huge Brady fan. I've honestly been still never forgiven Belichick for the Eagles Super Bowl where he benched Butler and basically told the fans to go screw with no explanation. The only reason I'd want Brady to leave is to watch Belichick absolutely faceplant and find out, wait a second, I drafted a long snapper from Navy and I got a bunch of nifty special teamers. How am I feeling here? Yeah, guy, you're going to fail without Brady. I can't wait to see him nosedive if he screws Brady out of New England. Thanks, guys.
Well, this is what I'm talking about, Adam. God, do I want to see this? Because if the Patriots nosedive and go 5-11, 4-12, and everything comes back to bite Belichick, boy, we'll have a time with that. No problem. And I'll take the bullet. I was wrong because I think Bill can win with someone else. I think they'll win the division next year no matter who their quarterback is. But I'll take the loss. I've been wrong before. I'll be wrong again. No problem. Because that's really just a tasty thing that's just right on the table. Right on the table. Let's prove it. Let's see a Bill without Brady. And Brady, let's see you without Bill, and let's go.
I mean, I
am all for it.
Yeah, it's our last chance at a referendum. It's our first one with Brady. But, you know, we had the Castle year. We had a few games with Garoppolo. This would be both. This would be Bill getting another quarterback and Tom having a chance, too. And, I mean, I'm intrigued by that, too. I don't know how you couldn't be.
Okay, meanwhile, some pretty significant break news by the Patriots has just developed here in the last hour. Details from Murray, and then we will come back and discuss and see how that impacts Brady's future as well, because I think it might. Stick around.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Felger and Maz are live from the Miami Convention Center. Presented by DraftKings on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Felger and Maz from Super Bowl 54 in the Miami Beach Convention Center. Day two, hour two of our program is brought to you by Planet Fitness. Felger and Maz is presented to you by DraftKings. Dante Scarnecchia retires. To me, this is impactful in some way, shape, or form, again, in terms of Brady's likelihood to come back and, you know, willingness to come back. And one of the advantages the Patriots have over everybody else is the familiarity. And anything that makes it less familiar chips into that advantage. And, you know, Josh McDaniels coming back is obviously the big one. That's obvious. And Brady's worked with different offensive line coaches before, for sure. DeGuglielmo, and you know, who, you know, everyone seemed to hate, and the guy can't keep a job, this Googe. You know, local guy.
Won a Super Bowl, though.
But you won a Super Bowl with him. I think he's had like three or four. He keeps getting bounced. Wherever he goes, he gets bounced. Like, I'll look it up. I think he's had like three or four different jobs. But I don't know how bad he could be. You won a Super Bowl with the guy.
Maybe it's a personality thing.
So it has to be, right? You know? I mean, the former talk show host. So, you know, it's obvious what kind of guy that
is. Right, actually got to be a personality.
Okay, you can't stand to be in the room with him for more than 2 minutes. But, I don't know, Scarnecchia leaving? I feel like it's got to have some sort of impact there, some.
Definitely.
I mean, on the team, he's one of the best assistant coaches I've ever seen in my life.
I mean, it's a lot of turnover for a team in a couple of years, isn't it?
Yes.
And I'm not just talking about the staff. I'm talking about the whole thing. Like, the staff's a big part of it. But now you need an infusion of personnel on the roster, however big or little you want to describe it as. There's got to be some changes there. You got massive changes on the coaching staff here in the last couple of years. I mean, it feels like it's all being kind of reset.
Yes.
And so if I'm Brady, that's absolutely a factor. Which is another reason why I think deep down they would be eager to make a change of quarterback, too. They meaning the Patriots. Belichick.
Just reset the whole thing.
Yeah. Whoever, turning the page here, we start a new chapter, and this is the time to do it. Like, to me, it has felt that way now for a couple of off seasons.
This DeGuglielmo, and I'm sorry, I butchered the name. See, he was here in 2014 and 15. They won a freaking Super Bowl, okay? And he gets bounced. He goes to the San Diego Chargers, is there for 1 year. Then goes to the Miami Dolphins, is there for 1 year. Goes to the Indianapolis Colts, he's there for 1 year. Then he goes back to the Dolphins under a new regime, 2019. He's there for 1 year. I think he got bounced again this year.
He did, yeah.
He's this guy.
Does he walk around without pants? Like,
what does he do?
Maybe he's an a-hole.
Again, 2 years here, one and done in San Diego, one and done in Miami, one and done in Indy, one and done again in Miami under a different regime. Does he walk around and, like, crap on the floor or something? Like, what does this guy do?
He's a coaching slut.
You have bad breath? I mean, seriously, this is like a one-man tsunami.
Yeah.
Like, you
grabbing asses throughout the office? Like, it doesn't make any sense.
What is he doing? This guy must be, I mean, there's impossible to deal with, and then there's this. He's had six jobs in the last 6 years. He was one and I mean, this is unbelievable. He's never lasted anywhere. Before he came to New England, he was with the New York Jets offensive line coach, one and done. The year before that, he was on the Miami Dolphins offensive line coach, 2 years. Wow, that was a big stint. He's been to Miami three different times and gotten bleep canned three different times. He keeps coming back for more, and people keep hiring him just to get one whiff of him, and then they kick his ass out the door. I've never seen anything like this guy.
He's kind of an acquired taste.
Yeah. It's because people can't pronounce the last name. Like, just get him out of here.
Boston guy. He's loud and obnoxious and whatever.
Yeah.
They probably find him curled up in a ball with a 12-pack of Bud Lights.
So, this is an aside. You know, on Dante Scarnecchia, he is truly, I think, one of the best assistant coaches I've ever been associated with, and I think he's just an impeccable guy. Like, I loved him as a guy, loved him as a coach. I think he is a role model in so many levels. I think Dante Scarnecchia is the balls. I mean, that is an idol for me. I mean,
how much does he swim every day? We talked about this.
Look at the
like
shape.
7 miles or something like that.
Yeah. Like, Dante Scarnecchia is a physical role model of mine. How old is he? 70 something?
Yeah.
Look at the guy. He's freaking ripped. He's tight as a drum. And so, like,
71.
You see, all these fat-ass coaches, like, all these coaches just let it go. And it's like, come on, man. And Dante Scarnecchia at 71 is, like, so not just that, though. I mean, he's just a terrific coach. He was a great Patriot. Remember, he was an interim head coach there for a while?
Sure.
When Coach McPherson. McPherson, I think, got sick, and Dante took over. So he's done a million different things. He's been good at most of them. He is just that's a great all-time Patriot. He should be in the Patriot Hall of Fame. First, whatever those jamokes do, first ballot, like, that's the guy.
You don't see him going boobs up on the beach, Murray,
no.
Do you?
No. Not like the guy in charge.
And how many good offensive lines did he put together here? How many times did they have this guy, that guy, some random dude at guard, and the next thing you know, they're in the Super Bowl with Russ Hochstein, who was a tackle, but anyway, you know, Joe Andrews, Sally Assail, just all these guys from that, I'm going way back.
I mean, he actually got something out of Marshall Newhouse for the most part this year, and Marshall Newhouse blows.
Oddly, now I think he has some decent players, some. But, you know, there's years where you look at it, it's like, how's he going to do that? And the next thing you know, they're in the Super Bowl and protecting Brady, year after year.
Do you find the timing of it at all, and I don't mean as it relates to Brady, I mean after a year in which they had a bad year.
No, I find it odd that we're 3-4 weeks from the season and we're just finding this out. Like, that should have been day one, and they should have been on to the next guy, because all these staffs are being filled out. You're getting his replacement now late in the game.
Sure.
I mean, you've got to be, when all those head coaches get hired the first week of the offseason, they hire all their staff, and that's when all the movement happens. All the movement's come and gone. So, is Googe available? Are they going to bring back this guy? He's the only one. He's been here. He's coached in the system.
I wouldn't rule that out.
He's just got bleep canned again. So, I don't know. Who else do you go for? Who else do you hire at that spot? And that's more work for Josh, which is more work for Bill, which is more work for Brady. Like, it's not a good thing that he's retiring. And I find it odd that it came so late in the game. And maybe we're just finding out, hopefully, but they haven't hired anybody. Oh, didn't they just hire some they just hired a guy as an offensive assistant and didn't name the title.
Go Fish, or whatever the hell his name is. His last name's Fish. He was with the Chargers the last couple of
years. They just hired a guy, and they didn't give him a title. Is he an offensive line prospect?
Well, from what I understand, he worked with wide receivers and quarterbacks. Jed Fish is his name. Go Fish.
And he's worked with wide receivers and quarterbacks.
Yeah. Let's see.
Well, they don't have a wide receivers coach anymore.
Assistant offensive coordinator in 2019.
Well, anyway. Yeah. So here's another log on the fire. Okay, Dante's out. Not good news for the Patriots, and it doesn't impact the Brady thing. So let's.
It's a lot of upheaval. It is. It's a lot of upheaval on that staff in the last year.
We'll get back to that. Your calls. We'll get to Bill Belichick's latest inspirational message for Jimmy Garoppolo. All of it in our long commercial-free segment next.
It's Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Felger and Maz.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
And now, Felger and Maz present another motivational Super Bowl text from Bill Belichick to Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yo, fam. High key. Thought you killed it last night. 5 exclamation points. Fire emoji. Hard eyes emoji. Poised and professional. And you looking Gucci. Football emoji, devil emoji, got me finna watch your first game versus Cardinals and get all the feels. Eggplant emoji, water emoji, send.
That's Bill's latest text to Jimmy Garoppolo.
Very hip, using all the slang that the youngs use.
That feels like the old Wiggy text page of the day when it has to be translated to me. I don't know what the hell you just said.
Well, Gucci's looking great, and Finna is essentially short for feeling like I'm going to. So he's going to watch the old Cardinals game so he can have a little...
And if you're watching on the NBC Sports Boston simulcast... Murray demonstrated the rumor.
Yeah, he gave me the gesture that goes along with it.
Just in case
I thought it was under the table.
Just in case you were wondering what it meant, you now know. A little. So, do you hear Garoppolo last night about another text that he got?
Yes, I did hear this.
Not just from Bill Belichick, but after the last win, he got one from. Well, why don't you play it, Jimmy? You got it?
Has Tom Brady reached out to you and given you any kind of advice about this week?
Yeah, he shot me a text, just, you know, good luck and everything like that, and just go handle business. It wasn't too complicated or anything, just, you know, go win.
Yeah. You know, meanwhile, Bill Belichick is, you know, spilling bodily fluids on his text to Jimmy, like, you know, sexting, and Brady's text to Garoppolo must be, yeah, good job.
Yeah. Go get him, kid.
Yeah, good luck.
Whatever. Good luck, business trip.
Yeah, good luck. Good luck, period. No emojis.
No. Brady probably sent the text because he's like, well, media day is coming up. They're going to ask him if he heard from me, so I better, like, send something. So he said something completely impersonal.
Yeah, good job.
And
good luck, yeah, whatever.
Garoppolo even sounded like, yeah, that a-hole froze me out, but he sent me a text.
Yeah. So I'm curious what that one looked like. All right, back to your calls. That's props. We talked about a lot today, and you want to react to it, so let's do it. Let's grab Chris in Boston on Tom Brady. Go ahead, Chris.
How's it going, guys? Hey, I think Mr. Kraft is in the worst situation right now. I've been a season ticket holder for 25 years. We started out at $24 a seat. Now they're up to $280. Brady leaving or not guaranteeing him two more years would be bad for his bottom line, for his leases and everything else at Patriot Place. He's not done building this place. And I think, no one's going to go see Andy Dalton or Mr. Personality on the sideline. It's Tom Brady.
And no one's going to go see him. They'll sell out. Chris, they'll sell out every game. They'll sell out every seat, every game. Now, if Andy Dalton's your quarterback, I'm not guaranteeing that anyone's going to be sitting in those seats. But, hell, they don't anyway. If you watch those games, the red folks aren't out there either way. But they will sell every seat for every game for the next 3 to 5 years guaranteed, no matter how bad they are. Okay? So forget that. Now, will losing Brady cause some short-term business losses? Yeah, probably. Sponsorships or whatever due. I mean, it's not like he's going to go back in and rewrite his rights agreement contracts. Like, those are set in stone. We're paying him what we're paying him, no matter who, whether Harry Schmedlap or Tom Brady's the quarterback. And that's the way a lot of those contracts run. So they're going to get paid whatever on the contract, no matter who the quarterback is. If something's up, then, okay, maybe. He's going to have to do that at some point.
Well, see, that's the thing that the caller misses. It's like he's making it sound like he's got 10 more years with Brady. I mean, at some point here, it's got to change, it's this year, next year, or the year after.
In 1 or 2 years, he's not going to be able to sell Tom Brady as part of the experience.
Right, and he might as well do it while he still has Bill Belichick to sell.
Bingo! This is not about maximizing Belichick's window, because that's when the rubber's really going to meet the road. If they lose one of the two, they're still going to be competitive because one is still here. When both are gone, then let's see where we're at. Larry in the car on the Skarnecchia News. Hi, Larry.
Hey, guys. Listen, I just thought for a second that possibly with Dante retiring, that this should, in my opinion, strengthen Brady's hand. I'll hang up and listen to what you guys have to say.
So, you're now in worse shape because you've lost your great offensive line coach. You have to replace him. The transition just got harder, and if you lose Brady, you're even in worse shape. So my bargaining position just got strengthened.
Maybe.
I mean, on paper, that's right. I just don't know if Bill's going to look at it that way.
No, or is Bill going to look at it and say, we better get a quarterback who can move a little.
I guess that's it, too.
Like, there's that element, too. So, look, again, given the amount of evil, I told you, I question whether or not they really want him back anyway. Like, I think we talk about what to give him more leverage, less leverage. I'm not sure they wanted him back at the beginning of this thing. They've been reluctant to give him any sort of contract to demonstrate that. So why should all of a sudden we think that they really want him back?
Speaking of quarterbacks that move, Pat Newton on Taysom Hill. Go ahead, Pat.
Listen, guys, I like Taysom Hill and all, but you guys got to stop taking the cheese on this franchise QB thing. Do you really think that the Saints be putting their franchise quarterback out on kickoffs of all things and out there tackling special teams plays, blocks for tight ends? I get the whole running quarterback thing, but, I mean, you got to stop taking the cheese on that. It's just a bargaining chip.
Okay, Pat, maybe. Maybe. But the reporting is out there that Jay Glazer said it, who I treat as gold. I think Glazer's reporting is a gold standard kind of reporting. And he says that the Saints do view him as that, as a franchise quarterback, and that if, Drew Brees wants to come back, he can. But they have their next franchise guy in Taysom Hill. They want Brees. Furthermore, Mike Florio reported on Pro Football Talk that they'd like Brees to come back and be a mentor for 1 year, still be the starter next year, but Taysom Hill's workload will increase next year. Brees will play less. Not that he's not going to lose any starts, but instead of Taysom Hill getting a package of 6 plays sprinkled out throughout the game, maybe he gets a couple series, whatever. His workload's going to increase. And that Brees will be there for 1 year in that transition, and if he doesn't want to do it, then they'll, go to plan B. But Taysom Hill is in their future. Is that just leveraging Drew Brees? Maybe. Maybe. And I do think, and I said, that I'd like to see the Saints turn it over to Taysom Hill someday. I don't know if he's exactly ready right this second. And maybe that's why they want Brees back for one more year. But if the league really is going in that direction, and I'm not sure it is, but if it is, I don't know. I mean, every time he's in there, I feel like they make a play. And
yeah.
He makes them tougher. He's a tough football player.
I mean, I question whether or not he's the guy at quarterback. Okay, you want to tell me they're going to turn him into a tight end or something? Who knows? But at quarterback, I question whether he's the guy, and there has to be some monetary element in this Breeze part of it. You know, that he's going to wait a little while and make it. There's got to be money involved there somehow. This isn't just, yeah, give me the same money and I'm coming back. I don't think that, you know, there's got to be some negotiating going on.
Okay, Felger and Maz brought to you by DraftKings. This hour of our coverage here on Radio Row at Super Bowl 54 in Miami Beach has been brought to you by Planet Fitness. Murray's update. Again, there was breaking Patriots news today. If you haven't heard it, you'll hear it here in the update when we come back. A story about the Patriots that bugged us. Don't go anywhere.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling helpline ma.org.